Nigerians are voting for a new president and lawmakers today, and in some parts of the country that means braving threats by Boko Haram. The extremist group has reportedly forced voters away from polling stations in three villages. There are 14 candidates who are running for president, including the incumbent, President Goodluck Jonathan, and a former military leader in what's being called the tightest race in Nigeria's history. NPR's Ophibia Quist-Arkton is in the capital, Abuja, and she joins us now. Ophibia, thanks for being with us.
Greetings.
And what can you tell us? What's the latest about Boko Haram's assaults?
Well, we're told by the Nigerian police that apparently some Boko Haram insurgents launched two deadly attacks on voters in the northeast. And of course, the northeast is where the insurgency, the uprising, has been happening for the past 6 weeks. And this is the zone of insecurity that has been such a priority campaign issue in Nigeria. And then we're also told by witnesses that Islamist gunmen forced villagers to abandon three polling stations in the northeast, and that gunmen have reportedly, and it's the military telling us this, shot dead a soldier in an ambush in the oil capital, Port Harcourt, which is in the south, plus two other bombing incidents in eastern Nigeria, southeastern Nigeria, apparently with no casualties. So there have been isolated incidents, otherwise mainly peaceful voting.
So this does not jeopardize the vote, which we will remind listeners had to be postponed last month.
Not that we're hearing, Scott. The vote is going ahead, although because of technical glitches with the new biometric card readers that read your fingerprints, show your pictures, etc. Apparently, I've been told by Kayode Ido, who's the spokesman of the Electoral Commission, that voting will be extended in some areas tomorrow and that there are provisions in the Commission's guidelines for this. But as far as anything more serious, apart from the fact, of course, that it appears that some people have died, it seems the vote has gone ahead mostly smoothly and peacefully in most of Nigeria.
Make us more familiar, if you could, please, with the two top candidates, beginning with President Jonathan.
President Goodluck Jonathan, who campaigned on continuity and says he is the reliable person who pushes progress, development and democracy in Nigeria. The main opposition presidential contender is Muhammadu Buhari, a former military leader here in Nigeria. Of course, there are 12 other candidates, but these are the two front runners. Now, General Buhari says he is the one who is tough on security and insecurity, and that he's also tough on corruption. I asked him that on Thursday when he gave a news conference, and he says that President Jonathan and his team have failed, that it's only in the past 6 weeks, after 6 years of an uprising and an insurgency that has killed thousands of people, that they have been able to put Boko Haram on the back foot. Now, although Boko Haram has been pushed out of much of the zone in the northeast that it occupied by the Nigerian forces, backed up by troops from neighbouring countries, Chad, Niger and Cameroon, they are still able to strike in, you know, I guess we'd call it guerrilla tactic bombings that have killed people in recent weeks. So it's not over, and both men saying they're the ones who can end this insurgency.
NPR's Ophibia Quist-Arkton in Abuja, Nigeria. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Scott.